Blog Talk Radio.
To start the show, I was excited. I was feeling a little more passion today about the subject matter, and my computer started blitzing again. So while I'm trying to get that stuff up, if it will even come back up, I'm not sure why my show didn't shut down. So technically, this is technical difficulty. I don't have what I need to read. All of it's been I don't know, maybe confiscated. I wouldn't know what to believe at this point. I'm going to read over a few things. I watched a video on the government preparing for a collapse. It was about a year old, maybe two at the most. And I also had other few articles about the nearing collapse. And number one, pull all your financial from all financial institutions soon. Have a safe place for your money. And two, call for a blockade of Congress and Senate. This man says that they have participated in huge amounts of fraud, scandal, high treason, so that they would be brought to the attention of the people. And three, to call for military mutiny, get out of the Middle East and Africa. It doesn't seem like such a tall order. He also mentioned that if you have small school-age children, he advised that you leave the country. I can't imagine someone being that bold, but that's literally what he said. He said to have passports ready and to leave the country. Seems a little unbelievable to me. I guess I lost my show. Yeah. See here. See if I'm in the studio. I am. So I've been on the whole time. I got 21 minutes left. And today we're looking at is America is falling apart. What are you going to do? Look at the video, www.westernjournalism.com. If you can bring up your Blog Talk Radio, you can see it there. You can maybe you could click on it and cut and paste. And then there is nothing more to say as to where America is going. Please stop listening to the lies and wake up. This man does a great video. It's in Western Journalism. He says, do not trust financial institutions anymore with your money. Either pull your accounts or find a safer place for your finances. Call for a blockade of Senate and Congress. He says they have committed high treason. Three, call for military mutiny. The reason for these things is, too, also is because we are in heavy, heavy debt, and this debt is not getting any better. He interviewed some people that were driving the military trucks in our own country, labeled as Department of Human Services. And he says that in a little shorter amount of time than 10 years, soon, that we will see something very close to Eastern Germany here in America. So if you think voting him in is going to help, politics is going to work, it's not. It's rigged. If you think it's just all of a sudden going to get better with protests and violence, it's not going to. If you really think the government is doing anything for the better interests of the people of America, you are wrong. It's a song about locked up. The end of the song is about war, how we have become traitors to pretty much the whole world, so we'd have no choice as to but turn on our own people.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness.
Back, Firemoss Spirit Warrior, tuning in live with 14 minutes left. America is falling apart. What are you doing? Going to do? Well, signing petitions and calling your politicians is not well advised. Well past that point. And they don't care anyways. They just throw them out. And I'm glad that this guy in the video was able to confirm what I felt about that. And it was actually just something I pulled out of my ass. I don't know how we call for blockade of Senate and Congress or call for a military mutiny. I think it's just something we personally stand up for and have a backup plan. We don't have a very stringent one, one that's very foolproof, and that's concerning for sure. We did at one point, but we kind of just loosened up the leashes on it because, well, nothing really had happened yet. But it's happening slowly and insidiously. Pretty soon we could just have military workers knocking on our door from the DHS office in a big military truck. I've already had contact with CPS, the government, and back in jail. I wonder what else is going to happen. I hope nothing. Like that. I hope all of you have a splendid day. I'm going to sign off with Jesus, Can You Find My Heart? Because we're going to really hope that Jesus comes back by the time this stuff goes down. And I don't know if he's going to come back before World War III. And the World War III will be part of our country, just like the Holocaust in Germany. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, I never should have loved you.
Firemost Spirit Warrior back live. I lost all the articles I had to read today because of my faulty computer. That song will not cover crooked politicians, I'm sorry. Unless they go on their knees to the Lord to be forgiven for all their heinous crimes of political corruption. I have 5 minutes left to rant. When are we gonna wake up in America? 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 Wake up. Stop going along with the system. Tell your neighbors what you know. Show them this video from Western journalism. That Western journalism? Westernjournalism.com, www.westernjournalism.com, /U-S-government-preparing-for-collapse. So it's a little older article. You don't think they need time to prepare for war against their own people? Why don't you spray some more herbicides on your yard and your food so you can just help them out and you can die quicker? That's what they want us to do. They're poisoning your people. Chemtrails, NASA, NSA. Wake up and smell the coffee. Stop spooning yourself your own poison that the doctors give you that's killing you. There's more natural ways out there to take care of yourself. Stop listening to the lies and wake up, America. Wake up, people that are left. Have a beautiful day. I'm signing off. Stay lovey. Wake up, America. Those of you that can still hear, watch this video. Watch some other videos from the same group. Pass them around. Wake up. Have a good day. Bye.